Thank you. just to mention to you this morning, we are celebrating National Indigenous Peoples Day of Prayer. National Indigenous Peoples Day is celebrated on June 21st, and so we are celebrating on the Sunday. And so the service will look a little bit different than you're used to, but everything that you need to know will be up on the screen, or I will give you instructions as we go along. Just a reminder that next week we're going to begin summer service time, so there will be one service for all of us at 9:30. And I will invite forward Rob Bass to give us an announcement from the selection committee.
Good morning. My name is Rob Bass, and I'm a member of the selection committee as we search for the next rector of St. James Westminster. And I want to wish Keith at this time best wishes going into retirement at the end of December. So a couple of key steps to initiate the search is to complete a parish profile. Hopefully everyone has had an opportunity to fill that out. If not, tomorrow is the last day to do so. So please submit your profile that you have either have done in person on a hard copy or online. If you haven't, there are some hard copies available in the church office. Please take some time to do that. It's very important to help the bishop identify the potential next candidate for St. James. Thank you very much.
And I would invite you just to take a moment to take a deep breath as we prepare ourselves for worship. Christ, our true and only light, receive our prayers and songs and illumine the secrets of our hearts with your healing goodness, that no evil desires may possess us who are made new in the light of your heavenly grace. Amen. In this time and place, we gather on the ancestral beaver hunting grounds of the Algonquin, Haudenosaunee, and Attawandaran peoples, the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe peoples, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Lenni Lenape peoples, and the current communities of the Chippewa of the Thames First Nation, Oneida Nation of the Thames, and the Munsee Delaware Nation. From many places and people, we come
to this time of prayer.
We uphold our common stewardship of creation and our common birthplace of God's earth.
We respect our place on this land and move forward in love and peace.
Now I'm going to invite you into this prayer to the four directions. This is a take on a traditional prayer that the Indigenous people do when they are gathered together. I'm going to invite you to stand, and I will invite you to face each direction with me. If you are not able to stand or you don't feel comfortable moving around, please don't feel obligated to do it. But you can close your eyes and picture these directions with us as we go. So we're going to start east. Come, Great Spirit, as we gather in your name, we face east to your symbol color yellow, the hue of the rising sun and enlightenment. To your lessons calling us to open the spiritual eye of our hearts and bring discernment for your will. We invoke your spirit of illumination and far-sighted vision. The ways have shown us how to love you and each other with heart, mind, and soul. And we pray together, come, Holy Spirit, come. We turn to face the south. To your symbol color red, the color of vital energy and lifeblood. To the spirit of growth, exploration, experience, and investigation. With you, we find the power that guides trust and intuition. We invoke your wisdom, grace, and goodness of the ages, and we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
We face the west. To your symbol color black, still and quiet, the formlessness from which all form comes, the power of strength and introspection, power of self-examination. We invoke your spirit ways of seeing within and the strength to endure. We pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
And we turn to face the north. To your symbol color white of clarity and brightness, the power of renewal and the quickening of the spirit. We invoke the spirit of Mother Earth who knows in the winter that spring will return. Your lessons calling us to balance in the spirit of a good sense of humor. Help us to open our eyes to the sacredness of every living thing as we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
And I will invite you to turn back to me as we complete the circle. We turn to complete the circle and look to God, our Creator who cleanses our Mother Earth with snow, wind, and rain, to Jesus Christ, the Peacemaker, who fills us with the wideness of mercy and lovingly embraces us all, and the Holy Spirit, who inspires us to action.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
And together we pray.
Creator, we give thanks for all you are and all you bring to us for our sake and our creation. In Jesus, you place the gospel in the center of your sacred circle, through which all of creation is related. You show us your way through the generous and compassionate life.
Give us your strength to live together with respect and commitment as we grow in your spirit, for you are God, now and forever.
Creator God, from you every family in heaven and earth takes its name. You have rooted and grounded us in your covenant love and empowered us by your Spirit to speak the truth in love and to walk in your ways towards justice and wholeness. Mercifully grant that your people, journeying together in partnership, may be strengthened and guided to help one another to grow into the full stature of Christ, who is our light and our life. Amen. And I will invite you to please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the book of Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellent and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord. Jesus Christ, according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all may believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. As I said at the beginning of this service, we are celebrating National Indigenous Peoples Day of Prayer today. And as most of you know, I serve two Indigenous communities, and as well I sit on LAAC, which is the Lenni Lenape Algonquin Iroquoian Council of the Diocese, which is the council of leadership that oversees the Indigenous communities in this area. And so we've been talking about this for months. I've been thinking about this, what I'm going to say, what we're going to pray, what we're going to do for months. And it was probably the first time that I've had my sermon in the bag for more than a few days ahead of when I needed to preach it. I had it down. I'm like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to say a few weeks ago. And it felt like when I was starting the process of writing this sermon that it should be relatively easy. I mean, I get to stand up here and talk about the importance of diversity and respecting cultural traditions of Indigenous peoples. And I thought it would be pretty easy, but it isn't. Speaking about this day just isn't easy right now. And it isn't easy for a few reasons. It isn't easy because National Indigenous Peoples Day, which is the 21st of June, fell 2 days after Juneteenth, which, for those of you who don't know, is the day that African Americans celebrate emancipation from slavery. It isn't easy because National Indigenous Peoples Day falls within Pride Month. And it especially isn't easy right now because of what's happening to our neighbors to the south, what happened on Friday with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. It isn't easy because it's not just about reminding us of the beauty of diversity and celebrating the cultural traditions of Indigenous peoples. It's not easy because today is the day about liberation, not just celebration. And I am reminded right now by the grieving of my American sisters that liberation is so tenuous and fragile sometimes. And that's really the truth at the heart of this all, that the freedom to practice the traditions of our ancestors, the freedom to speak our own language, the freedom to love whomever we choose, the freedom to walk unmolested in the world regardless of skin color, the freedom to practice bodily autonomy, those are not always a given. And they have been, and they can be, taken away from many of us. So this day can't be a day of celebrating culture that is accepted and normalized, because it's not. It's a day to recognize that these cultural practices that we can enjoy participating in and sharing with our indigenous friends have been fought and died for. It's a day to recognize that there was a time when speaking this language or dancing these dances or just being this person could get you killed, could get you locked up, would label you less than a person, not a human being. It's a day for remembering, too, though. It's a day for remembering, too, that there is a light shining in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. It is a day for remembering that justice will come like rain in the desert, and this is a day to call us to action. We cannot be the church of the powerful and the privileged. We cannot be an institution built on exclusion and segregation. We cannot participate in an empire that's determined to dehumanize and disenfranchise our siblings in Christ. And we cannot be followers of Jesus if we follow a path of hatred. We are all called to be the body of Christ, broken for the world, made powerless and humble. We are called to wash the feet of our students, to eat and drink with the poor and the outcast, to hold close those who have been cast aside, and to help those who are sick. We are also called to throw over the tables of the hypocrite and to call out the Pharisee and to let the world hate us for the abundance of love we have for those that the world would wish to see gone. We join here to be born of the new covenant. We come to this table to drink the cup of salvation in recognition of all the innocent blood that has been spilt for sin. And it is why today and days like today are so important. They're not just a chance to enjoy some interesting artwork or music, to go see a powwow or do some smudging or anything like that. They're a day to proclaim this calling, to take it, to really live it. And I know that that's hard. It's going to be really hard. I know it will. Loving others so deeply that you're willing to give up your status and power is incredibly hard. Being strong and brave enough to stand up for what's right, regardless of what your friends or family think, that is incredibly hard. Fighting the darkness and evil of this world is incredibly hard, because we are all just one little light flickering in the darkness. Yes. The arc of history bends towards justice, but sometimes where we are right now, it's a little hard to see that. And it might feel like the easiest thing, the safest thing, is to just give up and give in. But I tell you, my dear friends in Christ, I believe in you. You hold that light in the darkness. You are each called to burn. You are called to catch fire. You are called to ignite others. Today is a day to remember that we have come so far, but we still have much farther to go. And we cannot give up. We cannot lose hope. We are walking through the night, but we are going together, hand in hand, with the peace of God that passes all understanding. Amen. And I will invite you now to say the statement of belief with me, and if you would please stand as you are.
We believe in the love of God, the body and person of Jesus, spread through the cosmos by the Holy Spirit.
And I will invite you to a position of prayer, either standing, sitting, or kneeling.
Creator and Redeemer, as we approach you in prayer, make us walk in beauty and balance. Make us open our hearts and minds. Make us speak the truth. We pray first for your community, the church, the body of Christ. We pray for all our relatives in the circle of life throughout all creation, for those chosen to be our leaders and teachers. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. We call upon the earth, our mother and home, with its beautiful depths, soaring heights and deep waters, its vitality and abundance of life. And together we ask that it teach us and show us the way. We call upon the mountains and tundra, the high green valleys and prairies filled with wildflowers, the snows, the summits of intense silence, and we ask that they teach us and show us the way. We call upon the land which grows our food, the nurturing soil, the fertile fields, the abundant gardens and orchards, and we ask that they teach us and show us the way. We call upon the forests, the great trees reaching strongly to the sky with earth in their roots and the heavens in their branches, the fir and the pine, the cedar and the maple. We ask them to teach us and show us the way. We call upon the creatures of the fields and forests and the waters, our brothers and sisters, the wolves and deer, the eagle and bear, the great whales and the fish. We ask them to teach us and show us the way. We call upon those who have lived on this earth, our ancestors and our friends, who dreamed the best for future generations and upon whose lives our lives are built. And with thanksgiving, we call upon them to teach us and show us the way. We also remember in our prayers Don Lemansky, Peter Giampa, Sylvia Brightwell, David Buckeridge, Stella Woodhouse, Anna Woodson, Emerson Muir, Al McMillan, Marilyn Austin, Rick, Rita, and Rich. God bless them. Creator, you made the world and declared it to be good. The beauty of the trees, the softness of the air, the fragrance of the grass speaks to us. The summit of the mountains, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the waters speak to us. The faintness of the stars, the freshness of the morning, the dewdrops on the flowers speak to us. But above all, our heart soars, for you speak to us in Jesus the Christ, in whose name we offer these prayers. Amen.
Come. Let us return to the Lord and say,
Creator God, in our sin we have avoided your call.
Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that illuminates early. Have mercy on us,
deliver us
from judgment, find our hope and survive us, in Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord enrich you with grace and nourish you with many blessings. The Lord defend you in trouble and keep you from all evil. The Lord accept your prayers and absolve you from your offenses, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The Christ, the oath of you.
Thank you.
us with the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and the work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation.
Blessed be God forever.
God, the Creator, is here.
God's Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to God, the Creator.
Let us give thanks to God.
It is right to offer our thanks and praise.
God, the Creator, our great Spirit, from the depths of our hearts we give you thanks. We say thank you now and forever. From the place of the rising sun in the east, to the south where the warm winds blow, from the west where the soft rain comes, to the coldness of the north. We unite with all creation from the four directions to join in the everlasting thanksgiving and praise for the gift of Jesus Christ. With hearts lifted, we join with the angels, the guardian spirits, the saints, and all our ancestors as we say, Holy, holy, holy Lord.
God, our light. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
O great Spirit, our Creator from whom all holiness comes, we come before you again today. Just as in generations past, like our grandmothers and grandfathers, we came to worship you and acknowledge your greatness. We marvel at your creation. You sent Jesus into creation because people had turned away from you and no longer loved each other, bringing death and destruction. Sharing our living and dying, Jesus opened our eyes and our hearts to understand that we are all relatives and that you are our great Spirit, the Creator. Stretching out his arms upon the cross, he became a perfect offering for all, uniting in beauty all that is with all that has been and all that ever will be. On the night Jesus was handed over to suffering and death, our Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, gave thanks, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In this ceremony which Jesus gave us, we celebrate our salvation. In our offering of praise and thanks, we stand in the memory, strength, and love of Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension. Remembering, we make our offering. By your Holy Spirit, make our gifts holy, so that they may be spiritual food and drink. Make us holy, so that we respectfully receive this feast and serve you and each other. Surrounded now by our ancestors, all saints and all angels, with the heavenly community that gives you worship forever, may we also live in unity and live as relatives to all. United in Christ with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, God the Creator, our great Spirit, in songs and dance of infinite praise. Blessing, honor, and glory be yours here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger.
Whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
So come to this table. You who have much faith and you who would like to have more. You who have been to this sacrament often and you who have not been in a long time. You who have tried to follow Jesus and you who have failed. Come. It is Christ who invites us to meet him here. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I will invite you forward to receive communion either in one kind or in both if you would prefer the common cup. If you wish to receive a blessing, please indicate it by crossing your arms over your chest. Thank you. bread from heaven.
Continue to renew us in your truth, to give life to our minds, strength, and to our bodies, and to seal us with your Holy Spirit. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Send us anywhere you would have us go. Only go there with us. Place upon us any burden you would desire. Only stand by us to sustain us. Break any tie that binds us except the tie that binds us to you. And the blessing of God, the Creator who made us and knows us, the Savior who redeems us and befriends us, and the Spirit who enlightens us and sustains us, be with you this day and always. Amen.
Amen.